Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council, right here on Sports Byline.
Okay, that's not Benny King, and it's not the Drifters. It's Muhammad Ali when he was Cassius Clay. Back in 1963, he charted with that. I kid you not, Muhammad Ali and Stand By Me singing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. One of the biggest, obviously, the COVID-19 crisis has hit this country and the world like nothing we've ever seen in the past. Maybe the plague of a couple hundred years ago. Bottom line is, in San Francisco, many of my fellow Latinos were scared to get tested. Then they were scared to get the vaccine. But the man that's put both the testing and the vaccine together free of charge in the Mission District is none other than Mr. Roberto Hernandez himself. Roberto, how's life treating you?
Man, I'm blessed, brother. I'm alive. I've survived the pandemic. You know, that's a blessing. You know, people don't realize, you know, until this pandemic, how vulnerable we are, right? I mean, a simple little, you know, somebody breathing in front of you that's got COVID can kill you.
Yeah.
So I'm good. How you doing, Pedro?
You know, Roberto Hernandez, our guest, of course, Mission District activist. I hope to be able to vote for him in a citywide election in the near future. But, you know, you sort of took the phobia out of people testing. You offered the free testing of the BART station at 24th and Mission. My producer went out there and got tested, and then he went and got vaccine, and then he got the vaccine at 24th and Cap. So you took care of him. He didn't have health insurance. I want to thank you for that. That was so cool.
Yeah, well, you know, from the very beginning, you know, I'll tell you the story. I knew about the virus. Way before anybody knew, I sat on the board of directors for the Mission Neighborhood Health Center back in the 80s. And, of course, you know, being on the board, I met a lot of doctors and scientists. So fast forward, in December of 2019, I get a call from a doctor, Sacchetti, who is now retired, but renowned, known for pediatrics. And we became very good friends. She always referred to me as a kid because she was older than me. And she said, "Hey, kid, you still up for learning?" I said, "Yeah," because I would always ask her, "Hey, what about this? What about that?" And she'd give me books and she'd send me seminars. And so I learned a lot about health in the 80s. And so here I am, you know, on a phone call with her. And she goes, "Hey," and she's always short on the phone. She goes, "Hey, you free on Saturday?" I go, "Yeah, what's up?" She goes, "Well, jump on a call. You're going to learn about something that's going to affect the whole world." And I was like, and she hung up. I jumped on this call, and there was 33 doctors and scientists on the call. And for over an hour, I listened to, wow, just like, I was like, with my mouth open the whole time, hardly breathing. Near the end of the call, I said, you know, I introduced myself and I said, you know, "Thank you, Dr. Sacchetti, for inviting me to the call. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I have a couple of questions. One," I said, "does our government know about it?" And they go, "Oh, yeah." I said, "So what's the plan the government has?" And one doctor very sarcastically said, "Well, who's your president?" And that was the end of the conversation. So having had that information, I began to talk to people about the coronavirus. And as you can imagine, you know, the majority of people that I talked to said, yeah. And it's like one of them said, "There you go again." You know, and I'm good with that. I never take anything anybody says personal. And so, but sure enough, when the virus hit, guess what? Everybody and their mama's calling me. And, So I have had a long-standing relationship with UCSF, not only because of the Mission Neighborhood Health Center, but because at the annual carnival in San Francisco, we have a health pavilion that I created back in the days when, if you remember, the AIDS epidemic.
Sure.
So I reached out to them back then, and I said, "Hey, I'd like to do AIDS testing at carnival." And I also reached out to the Department of Public Health, and we had a meeting, and they looked at me like I was crazy. And so that's okay. But I insisted, and you know me better long enough, when I get on a horse, I don't get off the horse until we ride. And so sure enough, I got them to come out and do testing both days. And guess what? What they thought, you know, they really thought people would not take an AIDS test. Simple as that. I can't tell you anything more.
Well, you know, what I find is funny is that people are coming to me, Latino people are coming to me, people, white people, I mean, people of all ethnic groups are coming to me like, Pedro, if I take the vaccine, I won't be able to have kids. One lady said to me, I think it'll turn me gay. And I mean, how do I respond to that? You're the expert. How do you respond to that?
So let me finish telling you the AIDS thing. Sorry.
Okay.
So on the second day of the testing, they called me up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They summoned me to where they were doing the testing and said, Roberto, we ran out of needles and we can't do any more testing. And there's a line around the block. And I said, it's okay. We just take everybody's name and number and we'll set up an appointment for them.
Yeah.
Done. Fast forward, you know, so UCSF knew that has some street health cred. And so we reached out to them about this COVID, and I found out that they were willing to do a study. So in the Mission District around Garfield Park, 25th and Harrison, which I did not know, we have the highest density in terms of people living in two census tracts. So they selected those two census tracts, which were 4,000 people live in that, just those two census tracts.
Mm-hmm.
And so in April, we tested over 4,000 people. Pedro, the majority of the people who tested positive were Latinos. And I couldn't believe it. And I went back to UCSF. I said, why? Can we study in the study? Why? Right? So we went back to everybody that tested positive. And sure enough, found out that they did not shelter in place because they had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
There were janitors, people working in the food industry, at grocery shops, et cetera, et cetera. And we found out that the employers weren't providing them with protective gear. So I went to the mayor immediately and said, first I went to the Department of Public Health and said, we need to test everybody in the neighborhood. And they listened. They said, okay, but they never did nothing about it. Weeks went by, and finally called the mayor, and I said, hey, I'm not getting any response. We have the highest rate, blah, blah, blah. At some point at San Francisco General Hospital, people were dying, and the more than 50% of those in the hospital being treated for COVID were Latinos, but yet we're only 15% of the population. So I used that data, went back to the mayor, and that's when I said, you know what, forget the Department of Public Health. We'll do our own testing. You know, and we created the Latino Task Force, and I got to thank them. And through the health committee we created, we were able to do testing at 24th and Mission. And then we did testing in front of the Mission Food Hub at 701 Alabama Street. And then the next challenge was to get people to get tested, you know. And, man, you would not believe what I heard about, if I get tested, you know. I mean, insane. It's just simple. It's up your nose, you blow, you know, you put stuff up your nose before, you know, whether it be Vicks vapor or cocaine. I said, come on, everybody got to get tested. So everybody, we started getting people tested, and it was the best thing we could have done to prevent people from dying. And then when the vaccine came out, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, people were, like, desperate to get the vaccine across the country. Except those were, you know, who were listening to Trump, of course. And so, but, you know, Latinos haven't gotten tested at the level that they should. So, again, went back to the mayor, the Latino Task Force, and the health committee, and said, hey, we need to get the virus
vaccine
shots in our neighborhood, just like we did with the testing. And by now they figured out it works, right? So it was a no-brainer, and we opened up at 24th and Cap. Then we went to the Labor's Union Hall at 18th and Shotwell, and then, of course, in front of Mr. Buddha. The problem is that, you know, I got a call from Dr. Koufax saying, hey, you know, Latinos are not getting the vaccine at the rate that the rest of the ethnic groups and populations in the city. And he says, do you know why? I said, no, I don't know why. I said, but you know what? I'll find out. And so I did focus groups. I got Spanish speaking only, 20 of them. And then I did 20 English only speaking Latinos. And then I did the 16 to 25 year old Latinos. And Pedro, oh my God, you mentioned just a few things. I thought, wow, I heard I can't get pregnant. I won't be able to breastfeed my child. My DNA will change. They're gonna put a chip inside my body.
The chip.
Oh, yeah. Insane. Right? And so I listened to, and I went back and reported all this to the director of the Department of Public Health. And so we brainstormed a little bit more. And he goes, well, where are they getting that information? I said, okay, well, let me go back and I can get information. And so we went back and did another round of, you know, focus groups. And sure enough, people were getting their information from social media. And so I said, everybody, okay, pull your phones out. Go to where you got your information from. Once everybody had that, I said, okay, now search the source. None of them knew how to do that, but I know how to do it. So I taught them all how to search the source. And sure enough, Pedro, every single one that traced the source, it was all fake news.
So it tells
me something, that there's somebody out there sabotaging, you know, the vaccine in this country to, you know, either kill people or let people die. I don't know, but
well, here's a $64,000 question, Mr. Hernandez. Roberto Hernandez, Mission District activist here in the city, by the way, San Francisco, California, is my guest. Trump got the vaccine. His entire family got the vaccine. Why wouldn't the people that follow him like they do, why don't they realize he got the vaccine? Maybe they should too.
Yeah, but you know, you got to understand that we have like elderly women who are abuelitas, grandmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there, let's just talk about that population, that sector for a minute. You know, some of them are religious, some of them believe in natural healing remedies, you know, they made back home. And so to say, hey, you want a vaccine and you don't know what's in that vaccine, right? Is like, no, they ain't going to do it. So one of the things that we've done is we've been having, it's called Cafecito con la Doctora. So we have a doctor that's volunteering her time, and she'll sit there and have coffee with 10 elderly women, and we pay for their breakfast, and they feel comfortable. And why? Because one of the things I ask in those focus groups, well, who influences you, right? If this is fake news, who influences you? And they said, oh, the teacher, the doctor, and the priest. So I started with the doctor, and let me tell you, man, it's working. The doctor sits there and has breakfast with them, and they can ask, and she'll answer any and every question that they have. And then at the end, she gives them the information of what actually is in the vaccine, and it's working. But it's not fast, you know. But I need about another 100 doctors to volunteer to do this.
Okay, let's talk about your latest project, the Mission Food Hub. I mean, how many people do you feed a month there, or a week? 9,000, 10,000?
So we're providing groceries to 9,000 families a week. And actually, I started this, you know, over a year ago out of my house. I got a call from an elderly woman who told me she lost her job of 33 years working in a restaurant. And she was getting paid cash. And she didn't call for unemployment, Social Security, nothing. I almost was in tears, Pedro. That was criminal what that employer did, paying her into her benefits. And so I asked her, what's the one thing that I could help you with? And she explained to me, well, Roberto, I have my daughter living with me. My son-in-law passed away over a year ago, and she has 5 children, and I'm the sole supporter of the 6 of us. And she goes, and we only have 1 day left with the food. So I went and bought her groceries. Okay. But the phone kept ringing, and similar.
You know what, Roberto, I'm running up on a hard break. Give me a website. You got a website down there?
Yeah, missionfood.org.
Missionfood.org?
Yeah.
The hero, my champion, Roberto Hernandez. I hope to see you being mayor of San Francisco someday, my brother. You know I love you.
Love you, too. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Roberto on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV.